This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to The Christian Gentleman with Roy Knight.
Hello, my name is Roy Knight for The Christian Gentleman. I really enjoy history. I enjoyed it during middle school and even into high school. While I was in college, I received a bachelor's degree in Third World History. As we traveled through Idaho, Wyoming, and Nebraska, it was a delight for me to see plaques marking the crossing of the Pony Express routes, various telegraph lines, and frontier forts. Much has happened in the past 400 years since the Pilgrims that have brought this nation to the point where it is now. The Bible is also a history book that spans an even much longer period of time. This book highlights the establishment of the Jewish nation in the Old Testament, but even more than this, it explains the establishment of a kingdom, God's kingdom, in the New Testament. The prophet Daniel, in interpreting the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, foretold of a kingdom that would arise during the time of the Roman Empire. You'll need to go back and read Daniel chapter 2 and verses 24 through 45 for this. John the Baptizer and Jesus both preached, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." You can find this in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 2, and also Matthew chapter 4 and verse 7. At hand means that it is coming quickly. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 7, Jesus commanded that his apostles, that they preach that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus' parables on the wheat and the tares, the mustard seed, the leaven, the hidden treasure, the pearl of great price, and the dragnet are all lessons on the various aspects of his kingdom. In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus merges together the proclamations of his coming kingdom with the establishment of his church. Verses 18 and 19 says this, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." From here on out, the two ideas of the kingdom and the church are used interchangeably. The imminent coming of the kingdom is seen in Mark chapter 9 and verse 1, when Jesus says this, "Assuredly I say to you that there are some standing here who will not taste death till they see the kingdom of God present with power." Remember that Jesus is not talking to you and I in this day and age. He was talking to those who are surrounding him and listening very intently. He is saying that the kingdom would come within their lifetime. Notice also that the kingdom would come with power. Jesus, in his departing words, told his apostles in Luke chapter 24 and in verse 49 to tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endowed with power from on high. Luke would reiterate this promise to them in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 when Jesus said, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Please observe as well that the focus of their last meeting before he ascends into heaven was the kingdom. We find this in Acts chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 6. In Acts chapter 2, the power that was promised came in the form of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, by which they could speak the gospel of Christ in the differing languages of those who were present at that time. In preaching Christ to them, and thus feeling the conviction of sin, the multitude responded by saying, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Verse 37. Peter responded by saying, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins." The gift of the Holy Spirit will be another study. But what were they to do? Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Since the church is the called out or the ecclesia, what Peter and the rest of the apostles are doing is calling by means of the gospel. Verse 41 says that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. 3,000 souls listened to the apostles' message to repent and be baptized for the remission of their sins. As they became obedient to the message, it is said in verse 47 that the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. In so doing, they were added to his kingdom, since both are one and the same. Those skeptical might say, well, there is no mention of the kingdom anywhere in Acts chapter 2. And they are right. The word is not found in this chapter, but it is found in Acts chapter 1, verses 3 and verse 6. It is interesting that the early Christians preach the message of the kingdom. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 12, it says, but when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Philip preached the things concerning the kingdom, and people were baptized to enter that very same kingdom, the church. To those who would insist that the kingdom is yet to come, let us consider the words of Paul in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13, which says this, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Here, Paul is saying that not only is he a part of the kingdom, but the church. He says that he is conveyed, or translated, as some translations would say, that he is conveyed out of the power of darkness and moved or conveyed into that kingdom of the Son of his love. How did they get there if the kingdom is yet to come? They were already a part of the Lord's kingdom because they had entered into his church. This was done by repenting of their sins and being baptized to have them washed away. And in so doing, God added them to the church or to the kingdom. Again, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and also Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. For Paul, this deliverance from the power of darkness and the conveying into the kingdom of the Son came in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16 for him, whenever Ananias told Paul to arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. That same deliverance from this world of darkness can happen to both you and I when we humbly submit ourselves to Christ, repent of our sins, and be baptized for the remission of our sins. In so doing, God takes us and adds us to his kingdom, the church of Christ. We find that in Romans chapter 16 and verse 16. When our Lord returns in the clouds one day, he will gather to himself those who are a part of his kingdom, the church. If you would like to know more about God's kingdom, why not call my friends at the Ulaga Church of Christ at 918-443-2025. That is 918-443-2025, and they will be glad to send you some free information. You can also find them on Facebook or Google their website at Ulaga Church of Christ. That's all I have for right now. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. May the Lord bless you as you seek to do his will, and I'll see you next time on The Christian Gentleman.
We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Byway Media by visiting us at bywaymedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.